Next item is subdivision 2006-8, Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this was one of those public hearings I was a little frustrated with, the lack of the presenter having adequate information, and based on that, I move that we defer action on subdivision 2006-8, application of Francis and Mary Hazard, pending receipt of a septic feasibility study, receipt of information concerning the length of the proposed cul-de-sac, and information providing actual dimensions of proposed lots. And finally, to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Mr. Burrell, do we have to leave the record open for all that, or no? That's just...
It was stuff that you talked about and that they hadn't submitted?
Yeah. Well, he did. Well, his information was missing.
He was pinch hitting and they didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, we had a pinch hitter and he wasn't... Yep, almost everything he said.
I think you've got to leave the record open for whatever you're expecting to get in after tonight.
Right.
He kept saying, I believe, and I think, repeatedly.
So moved.
He came in cold and somebody else was probably supposed to be here, and he just wasn't prepared.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-8, Francis R. and Mary S. Hazard, leaving the record open to receive the items mentioned therein.
If I get that, length of cul-de-sac.
Here.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.